Very good, thanks. How are you, Mike?
Not bad, mate. What's the grumble, you know? Bearing up under the strain, like?
Good. What did you want to talk about?
I just wanted to say, I really love glue, mate.
Oh, really? Well, I suppose I can see its value.
No, Davian man. You don't understand. I mean, I really love glue. You can't really comprehend or understand what glue means to me.
Okay. Perhaps you could try to relay it to me in human terms, perhaps.
Oh, okay. Imagine you're eating a really good pizza, whilst also eating pork scratchings.
All right, I see. Very nice.
Then someone runs up right behind you and shoots you up with some excellent heroin.
Oh.
Yeah, good, eh?
Sounds great. Quite a contrived set of events, though,
Doesn't this sort of thing happen in the human world all the time? It does in snail, well.
A sort of surprise jacking up?
Yeah, well, yeah, kind of.
How?
We have our love darts.
Your what?
Our love darts.
Apart from a really good name for a band, what the fuck is a love dart?
I can generate a long promo made of pure cock to skewer my lover. All sexy-like.
Seriously?
Yep, it's really cool. But not that great for my girlfriend, like.
Why's that?
It's effectively stabbing my girlfriend every time we go at it. It's just not something I enjoy afterwards, but when you've got a dart on, it's hard to resist getting it going.
For what?
Procreation, like.
Oh.
Yes.
Sounds great.
Not really. It's very upsetting afterwards. Slime everywhere.
Ah, okay. How about that copper stuff, then?
Ah, fucking hate copper.
And salt?
Yes, and salt. It's fucking shite.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Mike. Speak soon.
Cheers, Davian. Speak soon, mate. You fucking cunt.
Bye.
Hello there, folks. This is the Bitter Sound Podcast. Not many things will rape your ears with pleasure, but we will. Listen to the Bitter Sound Podcast. You can find us on iTunes. You will love us in your face.
This is The Bitter Sound, atonal weirdness from the mind of Mr. Davian Dent. Now beware, we may swear a lot in this podcast, then again, we may not. We more than likely will though, as it makes us look good in front of the cool kids like smoking and muling crack for them.
Hello, welcome to episode 4, is it? Yep, episode 4 of The Bitter Sound, with me, your host, Davian Dent. Hello. I've had a lot of mail, and it's been quite nice. I've also had lots of letters regarding the whereabouts of my supposed co-writer, Mr. Stockton Clemens. He's got back from Cairo. And I think we might actually have a sighting of him in the not-too-distant future. Until then, most of this horseshit that you'll be listening to will probably be either by me or by somebody cool that I've ripped off. Yeah, it's pretty much like the last three shows. Anyway, let's check out this.
Ooh, look! There goes Concord again. Ooh, look, there goes Concord again.
Hi, this is Ben Affleck, the fucking bastard.
Concord again. Ooh, look, there goes Concord again. Ooh, look, there goes Concord again. Ooh, look.
And you can tell her that's the sort of service I expect if I fucking pay her a tenner. Yeah, get out of it. Hello there. Welcome to this segment of what is loosely called the show. So hopefully we're going to get a bit better recording quality here. I'm almost close to being excited. Not only do I have a new muff filter, pop shield... I have a new pair of tights stretched over my microphone, so whilst I can't currently do anything about the state of my voice or the echo in this room, it should cut down on some of the shite. And, yes, today we're going to be very honoured because I will be speaking to the big Sasquatch himself, Mr. Scott Taylor from the Doghouse Bastards. Pretty much the main reason why I'm doing this now. So I'll try not to blow too much smoke up his ass, unless he's brought his felt spoon with him. So we'll be talking to him in a while. We're going to be talking to Brighton's answer to Derek and Clive. That's Jim Patience and her husband, Heather Ford. Be speaking to them about all manner of shite later. And it promises to be very...
Get ready.
I'll also be having a chat with the podcast world's very own generously breasted stalker, Big Laws. Who else? Well, you lucky people. Fresh from his recent spell at Her Majesty's pleasure, I have the incomprehensibly wonderful Tommy Royal from the Royal and Noodle podcast. Okay, next up we've got this.
Hello, I'm Stockton Clemens, and this is Tommy Royal from the Royal and Doodle podcast.
Good evening, War Office.
Oh, hello. Dude, it's a fucking pleasure.
I was in the bath, actually. That's all right. That's
mine. It's mine, and I'll wash it as fast as I like.
I'm at home, obviously. Not in the R&D studio, so I'm on my own kit at the moment.
Okay.
Which is in the middle of a... Basically a building site. I am living on a building site. I know we've talked about this on our own podcast. And everyone kind of thinks, yeah, it's just a bit of, making it up for the content. But it's not. It's actually true. I have turned my house into a building site at the moment.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Honestly, when earlier on, I thought, fucking hell, what am I going to do? I was one connector short of a setup. But I presume you can hear me all right, because I haven't tested it.
No, I can't hear a thing.
Oh, well, I'll just keep talking because that's kind of what I do anyway. So, I'm like the English Ed Wallet. If you don't stop me, I'll just carry on. There you go. I'm in space rocket mode now, so we're safe.
Okay. Well, as I say, the cassette tape is rolling. I have some red wine. My lovely lady wife Benjamin. She's had a couple of lagers, but I think she's probably seen the future, as in the next few hours. And she's decided to have some wine as well. I think it's a case of self-medicating so I don't appear too annoying to her, which is fair enough because I am essentially an annoying 40-plus twat.
I think I probably am as well.
Yeah.
You get to a point where you don't like to admit. I mean, it worries me a little bit that I co-host I sit alongside the behemoth of podcasting that is Angus Doodle.
Ear moth? What's a fucking ear moth?
Skype's great. Either you're taking the piss, which I suspect, or no, as you say,
itching your kiss.
Behemoth. Oh dear. Oh, by the way, is your AVI, I believe it's called, for your Skype and that? Did you rob that off? I'm just trying to work out who it looks like. Kind of looks like
my avatar.
Yeah, is that what it is? Avatar.
Nice to look at when you're on mushrooms, but of course I didn't experience it myself. Anyway,
mushrooms, man, mushrooms. Going back to old school drugs, I mean, like you say about music, I got into some of my favouritest rubbish band back in the day.
Favouritist, I love that.
Mushrooms. Yeah. What? Sorry, I was talking over you.
No, it's okay. I'll shut up whilst you're interrupting.
Some of my favouritist. Yeah, that is a word.
It is now.
I don't care.
It's a knockout.
In my Stuart Hall.
Let's move on. Well, funny enough, he's going to be appearing on my the next episode.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing sacred. Oh, let me say this. You know the thing that wildest thing that you thought, holy shit. Even if I thought that in the privacy of my own toilet, whilst bound and gagged, I could never say that on a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. We've kind of been pushing it ever since we've started not caring too much.
Fucking know that. I've listened to a lot of them.
Hmm.
A late adopter, I confessed. But yes,
there's words we were careful about saying. And we got to a point where we thought, fuck it. No, let's actually not even, you know, nothing is off limits.
Yes, I totally agree. I mean, I'm a big, massive, massive fan of the works of the satirical genius Chris Morris.
Brilliant.
I don't know how much of his stuff you're into, but I fucking love his stuff.
Well, Brass is kind of...
Oh, Brass. Brass.
No, that was the French face of Chris Morris, though, wasn't it? I mean, that was...
Yeah, and I always said that if I ever did a podcast, there would be no boundaries. I have, however... censored a few bits for a few words I've said. Oh, Jesus Christ, I was about to use the phrase political compass. Oh, shoot me now, Kurt. No, like I said, the words that I just used, Paki, blah, blah, blah. The reason that I decided to take them out of the podcast was not because of me saying them.
Yeah, I didn't realise you took them out.
Well, no, this is what I'm saying. I took them out because in the context of the sketch... or the chat that I was doing, I just thought it was crass and lame.
Right.
I don't want to be crass or boring, so I thought, well, okay, I'd rather just cut these words out. I thought I'd try and slip them in, you know, try to do something a little bit edgy, and I thought, well, you know, it just doesn't work. It sounded shit, so I'm not going to use the words. I could have used the words radiator and thought it didn't work.
Excuse me.
No, hang on, that's a Derek and Clive reference there, hey? Hey, well, like I said, I mean, I love you like a brother, so when I do edit this down, I'm going to email it to you, and you can have a list and say, oh, I'm uncomfortable at this and that, and then you can send it back. I wouldn't bother with cunts like, I'm so American and intelligent, I want to come up with a podcast name that sounds really intelligent, destination is fixed, I can't even pronounce it. Can't.
Bless him.
Although,
do you know, Tom...
Well, yeah, bless him, because he is a really nice guy, actually, and I don't mind the podcast.
He's been trying to get me on his podcast for, like, ever, and I've dropped him some recordings, but it's the middle of the fucking night when he's recording, yeah, over here. Honoured, it's not honoured, honoured's the wrong word. You're lucky, the fact that you happened to time it spot on, that I was available and didn't have other things to do, and... thought, yeah, fuck it, why not? It's about time I spoke to a few other people. So you timed it right, and he's been pestering is the wrong word, it sounds really bad, doesn't it? But he's been asking me for a long time, look, come on my show, just, you know, spend 5 minutes talking to people. And I've been going, yeah, I will, and I must do, I will do it.
Personal note, many thanks for getting us on your bleeding pop filter. Are you going to do some more, mate?
Yes.
Because I do have some bands I could, like, send your way if you're up for it.
The only reason I stopped doing it, apart from the appalling... here's the thing. See, I'm very into my music. I'm back into my music a lot more than I was, because I spent 18 months just being all about the podcast, and that was my sole listening, and I... so I kind of got back into the music. And when I got back into it, I thought, what's been offered to me is fucking awful, quite frankly. Yeah, that was what it came from. It really was a case of, there's got to be more out there. You know, I grew up in the time... Oh, here we go.
Well, we're probably comparable ages.
Yeah, I'm a little bit older than you, oddly enough, which is you know, looking at our pictures of both of us, it's hard to believe, but yeah, I am a little bit old. But I grew up in the, well, I was born 64, so there you go.
Oh, right, so you're only 4 years older than me then?
Yeah, 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 but it's a little bit. It's like 10%, something like that.
Probably not 10%, really, but...
3.7%.
Please do carry on, Cam. Sorry?
Who said that?
I think Angus just cut in.
Yeah, I think my wife just sneaked in the room.
I do suspect he might be a member of UKIP.
IKIP. As often as possible.
No, UKIP is UKIP. Anyway, sorry, carry on.
I don't know what it was. I grew up...
Germany calling.
When punk was a thing. Oh, talking of which, I went to Lidl today, right?
Yeah, because that's world punk.
Well, no, this is...
Totes of maize balls. Well, oh, my God.
Yeah, apparently someone told me today that the kids are all saying that. Do they really say that? I'm not sure they do. I've never had a kid come up to me and go, oh, your granddad, totes of maize balls.
Well, I will be asking...
Where do I get them? Are they nice? Do they taste nice?
Lovely. So, before I forget, because I always do this thing when I have all good intentions. I think, right, okay, I'm not going to go out and buy the whole of the off-license. I'm just going to buy X amount, and then I get back and I think, oh, there's not quite enough there. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll divide X into two amounts.
Right.
The first amount I will bolt to get me going, and then the second amount I will
quaff.
Well, quaffing's the same with drinking, except you spill some of it. But going back to what I was originally going to speak about 5 minutes ago, bad old days of the DHB and stuff. Where,
what do you mean?
It was a happy meeting of minds, I would say. There was a time in Davian's life, a good year ago, when I had a bit of a bad time. I won't go into right at the moment because I could easily use it for another podcast, but Davian was in a bad place. And part of getting Davian in a good place was going for nice healthy walks and stuff. And I didn't want to listen to too much music, so I was just like chucking my generic MP3 player with podcasts and listening to DHB, and on came a certain sea shanty.
Yeah.
And within a few bars, I thought, whatever cunt is genius enough to have done this is clearly into Sex Pistols and is clearly about my age. I must like them. And it was not long after that that I got into your Shower for Shit of a podcast.
Yeah. Do you know what? The sea shanty was literally penned in my head driving to work one day. And I got there, and actually I don't now, but I did up until a little while ago, a very little while ago, work with Angus Doodle every day. And I said, do you know what? It's the 50th episode of the DHB coming up. We should do something a little bit special, and this is what we're going to do. And we basically recorded it on an iPhone in our office. And I said, look, this is the chorus, just join in. And we did it, and it was literally a one take on an iPhone, bang.
Oh, mate, it was fucking brilliant. The genius bit where you go, Englishman, oh.
Do you know what? That was all written around that line.
That wouldn't surprise me, thinking back on it. That bit, brilliant counterpoint. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Lovely little bit of lowbrow comedic satire. Loved it. Loved it. And going back to what I was saying about little Davian back a year ago, and his dog goes, oh, fuck me, that gave me a smile that day. Really good, really good.
Yeah, well, as I say, I mean, I've personally sent some stuff in under a pseudonym to the DHB.
Oh, yeah, you and me both. Have you heard did you hear that letter I sent in for Who Wants to Hang Out the Arse of Claire from Dr. Chuffy?
Yeah,
that was me.
What, do you know what? I thought most of the clever ones were you. But...
Well, there's quite a lot of stuff I sent in that's been unsolicited.
Yeah, and Well, the thing is, I've kind of got this keen antenna for who sent in what, and I know because there's one show that basically was at the time we'd like to consider to be the Royal and Doodle show with a bit of you thrown in, or sorry, your alter ego thrown in, and DHB on the other end of it, and that was the it was a rare occasion when me and the boy Doodle were in the same place with a internet connection, a Skype connection, and we phoned in a few times, and we had the I had the conversation with Pink as the Polish guy. There was the waxing one as well, I believe, when they were talking about the waxing, and your and this again, smoke blowing. But I just thought it was brilliant. Was your what's his name? That guy from that very famous film, Star Wars.
Oh,
Vader, that's him. The Darth Vader is going. Fuck!
I almost didn't send that in because I was so fucked when I did that. I thought, oh god! But then I thought, well, there's not many other people sending content in.
That, but to me, that was genius. That was like, oh my god! I just love that. and they kind of didn't credit you.
Well. Yeah, don't matter really. I mean, like
till the end, because we Stevie sort of like goes, oh, thanks for Mr. David for that, and like I'm thinking, I know who that is. It is. It's like it deserves more credit. That's all I can say.
Why? Thank you, sir, and I do believe you are worthy of laudation.
We don't do it for credit, do we?
Well, no. Yeah, we do it for shits and giggles, innit? I mean, that's about it, eh?
I'm drinking Peroni, but.
What are you drinking, Peroni? You're not in a restaurant. You're at home.
Yeah, no, the wine ran out. The only thing I had.
Oh, right. Oh, good comeback. The wine ran out. I'm now on lager.
No, well, the lager's always there as a sort of fallback, just in case the real good stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm fucking injecting insulin up my Japs eye, and I'm not even diabetic.
So how's the Jap feel about that?
Well, I don't know. But...
happy about that?
Well, I don't know, but both my legs have turned to egg.
Oh, it's just so funny. Yeah.
And on that bombshell, as some cunt might have said, Mr. Tommy Royal, it has been an absolute pleasure. I will be leaving this interview room with a slightly elevated mind and a slightly damper gusset than I walked in with.
Well, that's always
good. Mr. Tommy Royal, is there anything you would like to say or plug before I, before I need to put the next 50p in the meter?
Absolutely not. It's been a pleasure for me to.
This is the point where you plug your podcast, you silly cunt.
Oh, fuck our podcast. It's not worth listening to. No, I don't need to plug that. I thank you very much for inviting me on and having me, as they say.
Yeah, whatever.
And all that, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to go fuck a policeman.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, later, mate.
Thank you very much.
It's been real.
The whole world is asleep right now. Let's wake the motherfuckers up.
Fuck it now. It's going to take me hours to edit this, you cunt.
I'm very sorry about coughing in the background.
Mum, is that you? Stop touching the pee-pee. Bork!
Bork indeed.
Fuck's sake. Would you like to put her on mic for a sec?
Yeah, go on. Well, you can hear her anyway.
Well, of course I could hear. She's Scotch. I could hear her. She's in fucking Thurzo, the cunt.
What did I say?
Good morning. Introduce yourself and tell me what you're about.
That's just about all you need to know about me, then.
Okay, thanks. Great.
There was a guy that played,
Oh, God, I can't remember what his name is now. But he did a song just simply called Rape.
Peter Weingard.
Peter Weingard, that's him.
Oh, no.
Oh, hang on. He's got to wait for the external drive to wake itself back up, you lazy fuck. All you do is sit there, be black. That's just lack of imagination. That's all it is.
Well, that's brilliant. I need a sound effect. Do you know what I'm trying to look for? And fucking hell, it's fucking harder to find than chin strap. But do you know, but do you know those whirly tubes that used to like spin around and then make a like really trippy whistling sound? They were like corrugated plastic tubes, and you spin them around your head and it made this like really mad whistling sound.
Sort of like echo, sort of.
I have one of them.
You have one of them?
Yes.
I think you'll find it's have one of those.
No,
uneducated cunt.
We'll have to wait till tomorrow for that one. You'll come on now.
So she's dancing around doing the loopy-loop with one of those inserted up her exit box.
It had high winds.
You say exit box, you know, a couple of pints of baby sham and it's an entry box. I haven't laughed so much since my grandma got face aids. Oh, that's a smoker's laugh, you dirty cow. Oh, she's coughed up a bollock.
I didn't tell you about this, but basically there was something that happened every Monday. I mean, it's buckled to on a Monday anyway, so we used to go across to a mate's place and we had film night there. And like, now and again, it came round to my choice of what film we should watch. So we watched a Serbian film.
No, oh, Jim.
You know, previous weeks have been things like fucking Mary Poppins and Toy Story.
Jim.
Two women walked out 20 minutes before the end because they thought they were going to be sick.
Well, yeah.
It might have been at the newborn porn bit, but I was too busy laughing at the time to realise what time, what part of the film it was. I spent most of the film, and having seen it like probably about two or three times, looking around at the reactions of all the people when I knew a particularly nasty bit was coming up.
Well, yeah, that's a thing. I mean,
trust me, I've never had like a better Monday than that. Ever since then.
It's, I don't know, I've,
It's a specialist film.
I've just, yeah, I don't know, slipping into almost sensible mode, I've chatted to quite a few people about it, and, you know, obviously there's some people that would consider a lot of the subject matter indefensible, but, I don't know, I think the film shot brilliantly. Oh, God, I'm going to sound like such a cunt here, but... You know, it's shot perfectly. The acting is great.
It's almost like a documentary of a documentary.
Yeah, it's just that some of the subject matter is like fucking well beyond the pale. I think one of the reasons that they kind of get away with it is some of the more graphic bits is so obviously prosthetic. But oh goodness, yeah, it's a film.
That's hilarious. Let's be fair.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously it's a film that you have to be very carefully you play in front of.
Christ, you've got a lot of editing to do, young man. Actually, did people actually tweet in, or were you just making that shit up?
I thought you knew I was bullshitting. I was making it up totally.
Oh, right. I love it. Fair enough. Absolutely brilliant.
Well, it fucking took me in.
Fucking brilliant.
Oh, is that...
Like, hello?
Oh, hang on. Game's up. Yes, like Heather, isn't it?
No!
Jim doesn't hang out with just any old cunt.
Sorry, you what hangs out? What?
What?
Exactly.
Hello? Germany calling?
Did you read Popbitch's newsletter earlier on today? Yesterday?
No, I have it. I've not read it yet.
It's about Patrick Moore. Hang on a minute. I'm gonna find it quickly.
Don't fucking start me about Patrick Moore. Everyone's going on about, oh, poor Patrick Moore. Do you have any idea how much of a cunt he was?
Well, this is...
No, I mean, in all honesty... He was a misogynist, fucking racist. Oh, mate, he was the worst type of old Englishman.
Well, basically, here's what it says.
And he gives me the fucking horn.
Trust me, I've not been able to walk properly for the last couple of days. But anyway, it says, Moore was quite robust in his views on whom to trust in modern life, suggesting that frogs, wops, eye ties and wogs should be avoided.
Oh, my days. Dude, it's been an absolute fucking pleasure and an honour. I've really enjoyed this.
Yeah,
yeah.
Thank you for me. It's been really nice to meet you, Davian.
Thank you.
I'll stop.
Jim, it's been too long, man. We should have done this ages ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, at first, when I said, you know, when we first basically got online there, I was just trying to do everything like pretty much as deadpan as I normally do, but I just started fucking losing my shit.
As you should, sir. As you should. All right. Well, I'm going to sign off now. There is a slight chance that if I happen to see you online later, then I will ping you. But feel free to ignore it, because I'm probably going to get massively fucked up on this stuff. Oh, you did not see that, but no, this,
well, I didn't.
No.
A little bit like Kenneth Williams, though.
No. This is why I love my wife so much. I've just been handed it's not a miniature bottle of gin. It's like a half-sized bottle of gin, which, to be honest, will be more
gin. Gin.
Well, considering I'm fucked already, this will be more than that. Oh, I love my wife. She's brilliant.
Awesome.
That was a bit too soppy. I really should say something horrible about her. I'll do it in post.
Yeah, that'd be lovely. Yeah, he could, please. You know, so try and save some sort of credibility.
So, you two lovers, go and make the beast with two backs, and then smear yourselves in kebabs, and I will speak to you lovely people sometime before the world blows up.
Righto.
Nice one, sir. It's been an honour. I may or may not speak to you later, whatever. Thank you very much. I'm going to get fucked up. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it? Next, we've got... Oh, hang on. We've got a call coming in. Hello, caller.
Hello, Davian.
Hi, sorry, who's that?
I think you know who it is.
Yeah, the voice is familiar. Is that Michael Hutchence?
No, you twat. It's Oboe, remember?
Oboe. Sorry?
Right. Playing it like that, are we? Okay, piddle pants. One word. Cairo.
Oh, right, yeah. Oboe. Hi, you made it back then.
Yes, I fucking made it back. No thanks to you, you frotting banjo smuggler.
Look, sorry, man. It all got a bit heavy with the, well, you know.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I remember. But you left me there with only a box of travel scrabble, two onion bargees, and a child's pelvis bone.
Well, you were the one who traded your geese for swans, and you know they hate swans.
Yeah. Good point. Swans are cunts.
Oboe?
Oh,
what
shit.
What the fuck? I told you not to phone him again.
Yeah, but...
No buts. Put the phone down.
No.
Give me the phone.
No, just I don't want to...
Put the phone down.
No.
Give me...
No.
Give it to me.
Don't
give,
you... No.
Give me the
no.
phone. Give me the...
No.
Put the phone... Right,
yeah. Fuck me.
Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Yeah, good. Not too bad at all. Hey, thanks for taking the time out of what was probably a very busy day, as per usual for you.
No problem. Just trying to coordinate with other bastards about getting them all down here and getting them all set up with accommodation stuff. And that's a lot of hassle with that, too. So a lot of phone calls and pissing around. But no, we're good to go, my friend. Good to go.
Lovely. What is it going to be? It's going to be for the 100th show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Everyone's heading south, so we've got south coming down tomorrow. We've got Freeze arriving on Saturday night, so yeah, we've got a lot kind of pissing around getting that sorted. But yeah, good to go, all sorted.
Lovely. Do you have enough booze in for the experience?
Oh, well, I've got enough booze. I don't know about those bastards, but they can sort themselves out. Who gives a fuck about them?
I did actually reasonably prepare and have loads of notes, but I can't find the notes. I'm not quite up to your professional level of having my shit sorted yet.
I'll tell you what I use for notes that's really, really handy. Pardon me. Is of course, Google Drive incorporates their Google Documents in there now as well. And I just put notes. Obviously, I can use Google Drive with my computer and my phone and everything else. So I can write notes on the fly if need be, and on the go on my phone, and they're always on my screen. So I always open up Google Drive, my notes are there, and it's done, you know, handy as hell.
Yeah, I normally keep my notes on my phone, but when I heard that the Nexus 4 phone was coming out, I thought, yeah, got to get some cash. So I sold my trusty Samsung S2, which was perfectly fine and lovely. Yeah. And then, of course, Google decided they didn't make enough of these Nexus 4s, so I've been without a smartphone for nearly a month now, Scott. Oh. Yeah, I know. So, yeah.
That would break my soul.
Yeah. It is difficult. I've resorted to, A, to talking to my family, B, using bits of paper, because I don't always carry around my beloved Nexus 7. Which frankly gives me the fucking horn.
Do you know what? It's one of these things. I mean, I've got the iPad too, and which I use for the soundboard for the show. And if it wasn't for the fact that I need it for a soundboard, I would ditch it straight away and go for the Nexus 7 or Nexus 10. And even with the phone as well, I mean, once they have more in stock, I'm thinking about selling them, because I've got the HTC One X, which is a great phone, fucking brilliant phone.
Yeah, that was, it's kind of like a pretender to the S3 throne, wasn't it? But it didn't quite have the marketing push behind it, from what I gather.
Which is strange, because a lot of the reviews kind of push the One X over the 3 as well, the S3.
Yeah, better battery life. God, we're really geeking out here, aren't we?
Yeah, totally. And I mean, I've been a fan since I first got my HTC Desire HD back in the day. So, I mean, I'm totally an Android man. I'm a total Google whore, and I'm dying to get there. Yeah. So I think once they're a bit more available, I'm going to ditch the One X and go for the 4.
Absolutely. Cool. This is how bad the situation is at the moment. The phone that I'm having to put up with is an old HTC HD Mini running Windows Mobile 6.
Oh, brilliant.
Yes. And this is why I've become an alcoholic.
Yes, I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
Yeah. So, was there any sort of a fallout from the massive Thurzo show then? I mean, did anything interesting happen afterwards? Has it G'd you up to do any more sort of gigs slightly further afield? Because I'm sure there's quite a few of us, well, me included, that would love to see you do on a little bit nearer the M25.
Well, it's funny you say that because, I mean, the live show... like I said before, the live show was never meant to happen. It was one of these things where, you know, it was put together last minute. People kept demanding it, and we said, look, we can't do this. And then eventually we thought, why not give it a try? Why not do it one-off? Because, like yourself, I imagine, you've always envisioned your show as just being a podcast, and that's it, you know, that's kind of limit to where it can go as being a podcast. And the amount of folk who said, oh, you should totally do it to an audience and give it a try and see how it works out. And I just thought, well, you know what? Let's try it at least once and see if it works.
Mm.
And even if it falls flat on its arse, we can just, you know, say we've done that and walk away with our head held moderately high, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, Thurso went really well. It was, you know, the crowd were fantastic. We had a great laugh and a great weekend. Probably the best weekend we've had in a long time, in fact. And I think definitely we're going to try and do some more live shows. I think the next one, though, is going to be in Aberdeen.
It's
a live show. I think that's going to be maybe, we haven't set a firm date yet, but we're thinking maybe kind of March, April time for that one. And
okay.
And if that goes well, I think if there's enough demand, because it's still a case of making sure people will come to this, you know. I mean, Aberdeen, I know we can get audience because a large portion of our audience comes from Aberdeen, which is fine.
Yeah.
Down south, though, the argument is you know, it's still quite a scattered audience. You know, who do you travel or come to the show or where do you put it to try and cover the most people? You see, that's the...
Yeah. Well, that's why I suggested a little while back, maybe you might want to consider that, was it Pledge Music or Kickstarter, where, like get the fans, as it were, to, well, basically invest and say, look, put your money where your mouth is. If you want to see us in X... Sign up on the dotted line, chuck us a tenner, and we'll see what happens.
I think we pull the piss too much so far as it is, because we ask our listeners to, you know, but of course we have a wish list of kit that to help support the show, and amazingly people have helped us outstandingly so. You know, I mean, we have lots of kit here that's been paid for by the listeners. You know, even from donations, even from the likes of yourself. Have really helped the show with donations here and there. It's amazing to get that, and thank you, of course, for that too.
Well, you only got that one last night because I was really pissed and I felt guilty about hassling you for this interview all the time.
No bother. But no, it's one of these things where I think if we, I think right now our listenership, I mean, we're doing some good numbers. We're getting a lot of people coming into the show as well. But I think before we can do a show down south, I want to see our listenership grow a bit more down there. You know, because I mean, there's enough folk there down there, more than enough folk down there to you know, support a live show. However, it's getting, you know, them all from different parts of the UK into one kind of area. You know, that's the hard part of it. So, I mean, it's going to happen eventually. And I think because the first show was a learning experience in Thurso, I think now I know what works, what doesn't work, and I can improve things there and try not, you know, to make, you know, push things that work better. So I think the Aberdeen show will be the true test as to how we can make things work and make it sound good. And then from there, we can go hopefully south.
That would be good. That would be really good indeed. Yeah. I noticed on your Facebook not so long ago, you were listening to some old electro.
Oh, yes.
I do love a bit of old electro. I mean, when I'm not being a grumpy old goth or listening to death metal, I love me 80s electro.
Oh, likewise. Well, see, my problem was I kind of fell away from the electro stroke house kind of scene years ago, because in my youth, I was quite a big kind of like electro dance kind of stuff. Loved it, you see. But then I kind of fell more into, I mean, don't get me wrong, I've got a very wide and varied taste. Everything from, you know, bluegrass to Cajun to rap and hip hop and R&B. I like, I'm a big fan of metal and rock and, you know, death metal and things.
You look the type, it must be said.
Yeah, exactly. And so probably in the last kind of few years, I've kind of focused more on the rock stuff and the metal stuff and you know, that's been more my kind of forte recently. But then Sparky, of course, from our show. Now, Sparky's a big kind of dance, electro, kind of house fan.
Yeah.
And being around him as well, he's like, oh, listen to this, listen to this, listen to this. And it's kind of got me back into the way of thinking, actually, I remember how classic this stuff is. So I've listened to some kind of old classic house stuff and dance stuff, and oh, it's brilliant, brilliant.
It certainly is, and it's quite a strange coincidence, because it was only a couple of weeks ago I found a download, perfectly legal, of course, for the old collection of electro albums from the streets.
Oh, bloody hell. Well, I mean, it's funny, because it was Sparky who said to me, look, on a Saturday night when I get ready for work, there's a radio station based in Glasgow that I listen to, that they do, it's basically it's 80s and like late 80s, early 90s dance and electro stuff that they play. And it's all request stuff as well. So I thought, well, give it a try. Right. And I've been hooked on this every Saturday night now, getting ready for work for the last, you know, the last month or so. It's fantastic. And I'm kind of redeveloping my love again for the old electro dance kind of stuff.
Oh, you can't beat it. You can't beat it.
Oh, love it.
Oh, yeah. The other day, trying to keep myself out of pubs at the moment because it's so fucking expensive. Yes. But I just happened to fall into one by accident because a gust of wind caught me.
Naturally.
And I was just about to run out of the bar screaming and dialing for the AA until I noticed on the top shelf.
I'm on the edge of the seat here.
Yeah, the Jack Daniels honey.
Oh, you had me at Jack
Daniels. Yeah, and fuck me. Because I do love my JD. Yes. And I've not yet tried the honey stuff, so I thought, well, look, it was fate. It'd be rude not to. So I had a wee nip, and oh dear,
God,
yes.
I know I use these words quite a lot, but it is a goddamn taste sensation. Now I was in Thurso for the live show, and I'd seen the stuff advertised before, and on the odd shelf here and there. I thought, meh. I mean, I'm a big fan of JD. Have they ruined it with this honey addition? So I was, you know, at the bar. I thought, you know what? Why don't I give it a try and see what it's like? So I bought this nip. Now, I bought it originally with a dash of cola. Well, that was initially, see, before I tried it by itself. Now, I bought it with a dash of cola and instantly fell in love with the stuff. And I mean, so much so that this one glass that I bought, I ran around the whole fucking room telling folk, take a drink of this! Try this! It's cold! Passed it around everyone. Of course, the drink's gone by this point. Had to go back to the bar and buy a whole new fresh one for myself. And since then, I've been fucking crazy for this stuff. I mean, right now, with no word of exaggeration, there's 7 bottles of the stuff now in my studio beer fridge waiting for the 100th show on Sunday. So, and the amount of bottles I've smashed through, I mean, it's almost getting to the point where I'm borderline alcoholic. You know?
Well, The thing I say is alcoholics go to meetings. I don't go to meetings.
Exactly. I should be getting money from Jack Daniels for promoting this shit because I'm singing its praises the whole time on the goddamn show.
Yeah, well, I'd like to say that other sour mash whiskies are available, but they're just not as good.
They're not as good, exactly. Well, funny you say that because I tried a bottle of the a competitor whiskey, we'll say, competitor sour mash with honey, and it's just pish. And listen to the JD honey. It's just, it's so bad I can't even say the name of the goddamn thing. But it rhymes with Bim Jean. So,
No, I don't like that stuff.
Oh, just dreadful, dreadful. Don't go near it. But by all means, folks, if you hear this show, go for the Jack Daniels honey. And believe me, you'll thank me. In fact, thank me by buying me a bottle of Jack Daniels honey. That's how you can thank me for that taste sensation.
I fully endorse the above statement. So what you got planned for the rest of the week then?
Well, rest of the week, of course, is now planning for the 100th show. Now, I've got a lot of things together. Of course, we have, we've got our award ceremony.
Oh, yes.
Awards is on Sunday. We've got, of course, we're going to have nearly every bastard and former show guest invited along for the day as well. So we might have a full house here. Of course, you guys know that we also broadcast the show live on a Monday night.
Sorry, can you just remind the audience where you broadcast to live?
Go to dhbradio.com/dhblive. On there, we broadcast the show. Oh, pardon me.
Wait.
We broadcast the show live from 7:30. From 7:30 at night, for about 2 hours or more, depends how long we run for. But normally what we do is we operate a dual cam system where there's one camera on me, there's a camera on the guests in the studio, and if we're lucky, we show a camera for Mr. Pink, who's on Skype.
Mm.
Because Pink's going to be here in the flesh, we don't need his camera for the show on Sunday. However, thanks to one of our listeners who got us a new webcam, we're going to put that through in the living room of my home here, and we're going to run a cable from there to here. We're hopefully going to have three cameras operating for this live show.
So it's going to be like the waiting room on the Jonathan Ross show?
Pretty much. So,
brilliant.
Them playing Guitar Hero and getting pissed in the living room. We're through here trying to be professional and broadcast a show, you see? So that's the plan. So getting that set up, of course, has been the issue. Getting everyone together, organizing folk where people are staying and when they're arriving. It's just... And of course, getting the content ready is going to be the hard thing. Of course, this whole week has been dedicated to getting things ready for the big 100th show. So it's a lot of fun,
Cool. Oh, what's that noise in the background?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this noise.
Well, that's another noise that's now disturbing me.
There's this noise.
Zombie.
There's that. Do you think then at some point we can see the Bitter Sound transition into being from, of course, now like a kind of pre-produced show to being on a live format? Would you like to be a kind of more of a live show, people? Like what we do here, you know, with the live camera feeds and chat room and everything else? Or would you prefer to have things where you could fix things in post-production?
Yes and no.
Uh-huh.
I do want to do bits where we have live phone-ins and video conferences and stuff. But not to broadcast live. I'll then take that as a, in quotes, live segment and do a bit of production over the top and then present that as part of the show.
Ah, see, so do you think then, of course, if you could have, you know, as you said, video conferencing, what about perhaps maybe making the odd video podcast?
Funny you should say that. there's something in the works with some like-minded podcasters. And yes, hopefully the two of them, if they stop bickering, will join in.
I see. Would this be other members of the podcast mafia, perhaps?
The Pafia, yes.
Pafia, yes, okay. So, I mean, I don't want to turn around to me to ask you questions here, of course.
Oh, but go on, then.
I'm bad for it. I apologize. I'm not trying to Shanghai your show or take over things by any means. But so, of course, you have the post-produced podcast. Do you see yourself then, as I said, obviously you want to grow and get more listeners, of course, which is a bonus. But is it going to stay a kind of solo broadcast, or will you hope to hopefully have maybe like a U plus one kind of studio environment, or what do you think?
There's a very strong possibility. No, I prefer pissibility.
There's someone that might be joining me on a more regular basis, Mr. David Skitt from a previous episode. And there's also the possibility of there being a few one-off merged podcasts with another like-minded outfits.
Ooh. Now, this is something that I've been left out of the loop on. So, you discussed there about perhaps like a video podcast with other podcasters and maybe merged podcasts. Mm-hmm. Could this be whole new shows or just like an amalgamation of, you know, the Bitter Doodle or something like that?
Bitter Doodle. hasn't actually got that far in concept stage yet. It's there's just been a few drunkenly horsed around ideas.
My question is this. Why the fuck have I not been asked to be part of this production of amalgamated podcast type thing?
You're too busy all the time, though. It's taken me 2 months just getting on this show, you cunt.
I am a very busy chap, you know, with my magnificent penis.
Listeners, it is magnificent.
Oh, it's like Frank Bruno's leg with a boxing glove tied to the end. It's fantastic.
Get ready.
Well, there you go. I hope you enjoyed this elegant chaos, the fourth of the six episodes in this current series of The Bitter Sound. All that's left for me to say at the moment is goodbye and thanks. Yes, that's right, thanks. So thanks to Kat Sorens from the Rigid Fists podcast. Nice one, mate. Bon and Oboe from the rather excellent Bon and Oboe show. And lastly, and by no means least, I'd like to thank all of those who have been giving this show positive reviews on iTunes. Please keep them coming, because it does help the show, and it feeds my rather fevered ego. Right, okay, I'm off out now to give Mike the Happy Snail a right good bumming, and I'll leave you now with this nugget of audio spank. So, hello, how are you? Now, what would you prefer to be addressed as?
I answer to many names, pretty much, you know, whatever. I've been called many.
So, Loz, why me? Why have you tuned in to the Bitter Sound podcast, eh?
Because I'm somewhat known as a bit of a podcast stalker.
Oh, fantastic. So I could do with a few of them.
Someone had mentioned you somewhere, and I thought, oh, I'll have a wee nose at that, see what like, and I figured... it's all right, I suppose.
Yeah, it's all right. The plan is to do six episodes and then just sit back and see what happens. Do you know what? I have the horrible feeling that someone's coming downstairs that shouldn't be.
Okay, a small person.
Yes, a small person. That Benjamin, what are you doing here? You can come here and talk for a minute, but then you have to go straight. This is my daughter, Benjamin.
Hello, Benjamin.
I can show you this.
You want to show me something? You can show me this, and then I've got to go back on this radio show, okay? Yeah, right. Do you fancy hanging on for a sec?
Yeah, no worries, dude.
That's upside down, Daddy.
That is actually very good. This is very good, actually. We like that. Now, you need to go to bed, yes? I will come up and see you after this phone call if you're good, yes?
Right.
Yes, and we will read that after this phone call, okay? You're going to go up now? Mm. Good night, Benjamin. Bless.
Very cute.
Oh. So what other pod rambles do you listen to?
Regularly, DHB, Talk Pods, Tiny Odd Conversations.
Tiny Odd Conversations, that is on my list. Ever since I started doing this, I just get lots of people liking and stuff, and I've got this... fucking long list of podcasts that I need to listen to.
Yeah. Well, I do like Tiny Odd Conversations. Travis just tends to go off on a rant, and his poor lady wife Brandy just basically just takes it. So yeah, she's hot.
Really?
She is hot.
Oh, excellent.
Because they called it the hashtag comedy festival. They did their own comedy because Travis does stand up.
Okay.
And, he basically harangued Brandy into doing it, and it's not something she's ever done, like proper stand-up in a club over in the far-off land of America. she you know, sent me a picture of the get-up for the show and everything, and she was absolutely smoking.
Really?
And Travis, you know, I wouldn't kick him out of bed either.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Right, I'll have to see, because, of course, I have a routine of hunting down and killing anyone that's vaguely as attractive as me. Doesn't actually happen that often, though. You know, a lot of work's gone into these cheekbones. Mind you, a lot of lager over the years has diminished them. Funny, that, isn't it?
It has that effect. I just tend to stick to the gin or the cider, because at least then I can count it as one of my five a day.
Oh, gin, yeah.
Botanicals and apples or pears. There you go, sorted.
Gin and cider. You really are a woman after my own liver.
Yeah. I've seen some livers with my job. It's, yeah. It's something to behold, really, if you see a really manky liver.
What is your job? Are you a nurse or a mass murderer?
I'm a theatre nurse.
Fetal nurse?
Theatre. Oh, operating room.
Oh, wicked.
I did scrub side for many a year, you know, sort of assisting at the operating table with the surgeons. I am now a recovery nurse, so I am the lovely face you see when you wake up and want to spew on my feet.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
When
some livers.
Yeah, there was a poor nurse that was the object of my puke when I woke up from my hernia operation.
Mm-hmm.
Bless. I don't know what they pumped into me, but I haven't been that high since 1989. It was really good shit.
Was it an open hernia or a laparoscopic?
Is this still English?
Keyhole.
It was in the groinal area. Because I had a strangulated hernia when I was like a little nipper.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I know. When I was about 3 or 4 years old, I had one.
Mm-hmm.
And it came back. This is great podcast material, isn't it? Yeah,
oh, totally.
And it came back about, about 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It just went boing, and it was a bit ouchy.
Yes, ever so slightly.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you had spewed on my shoes, we would be having serious words and I would be withholding analgesia. Simple as that.
Holding anal?
Yeah, that too.
Oh, God, okay. Well, I'll promise never to spew on your shoes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so what sort of stuff do you listen to then?
What, as in music? Podcasts?
We've kind of done the podcast thing. Music stuff, like, what's your taste?
Someone from said Scottish podcast told me I was incredibly lame because I like pretty much everything.
Right.
I can't say, I love thrash metal, I love classical, I love whatever.
Mm.
It depends what mood I'm in, really.
Okay.
Pretty much got a bit of everything.
So it would probably be easier to ask what you don't like then, yeah?
Yeah, probably. Have you got a Twitter sorted out yet?
Yep. I don't actually use the Dave and Dent Twitter much yet, but I will be ramping it up as the thousands of fans.
Get the whole social media thing sorted out.
Yeah.
But the, what did he say? Oh, Tommy Royal, there's another one, Royal and Doodle, had put on...
They're cunts, but I love them.
The Royal and Doodle are just fucking montards. let me see. What did Tommy put? It was some stupid... Is this it? Right, here we go. He put it on Twitter earlier on. One of his jokes, haha, that he does, about his wife asking him what was for dinner and that he so wished that his wife's name was Eileen. They were having gammon.
Oh, dear.
He put that and I just put something, you know, like shaking my head or whatever, and then Tom had come back with, oh, I don't know, I found that quite funny, or I found it hilarious, and I went, yes, that's because you're American. But he didn't really come back with much. But
They don't do irony very well.
Not really.
Or satire. They're not that good on satire either.
No.
Which is why I plan to have quite a lot of fun with him and Ed owner being everyone's podcast Wallach.
Ed's lovely.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I am going to have to see what my daughter Benjamin's up to.
Yes.
And I've got to... such a fucking podcast social butterfly now.
Tatting to darling.
Tat. I've got a conversation in about 10 minutes with Dirty Kong, which should all be right. Funny.
Something that's not one I've actually listened to.
Yeah, and then I want to hook up with Bonanobo again later on because I'm a massive fan of their stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's another one that I listen to. Love Bonanobo. Obu would totally get it.
I'll speak to you later, darling.
Okay, dude.
Nice one. Cheers.
Cheery. Bye.
The Bitter Sound is presented by Mr. Davian Dent, written by Davian Dent and Stockton Clemens, and hosted by Jellycast. You can contact the show by emailing daviandent@gmail.com or by leaving a Skype message for Davian Dent. You can also find us at facebook.com/TheBitterSound, also available on iTunes.